This goes to Deborah Altman, AULTMANPAC. Fax 810-275-0307. Regarding Pamela Schibelhoot, it's S-C-H-I-B-B like boy, E-L-H-U-T like Tom, E. Date of birth is 12/17/1951. Dear Miss Altman, this is a follow-up visit for Pamela with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, history of congestive heart failure, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was October 20th of 2025. Unfortunately, her weight is up 18 pounds since that time, and she's very frustrated that she's really been unable to use anything to help with the weight loss. She was wondering if she would be a good candidate for the oral GLP-1 inhibitors, such as Rybelsus. I told her that depends on insurance, Part D, Medicare Part D coverage, as it is still very expensive. So she may discuss that with you at her next visit. I think she would prefer the oral Rybelsus over injectable weekly Ozempic or Mounjaro. But they would be perfectly safe if she would like to try it. And that may help her chronic shortness of breath. And she's just feeling poorly this week, she states. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She does see Dr. Obaid and Dr. Berlin, a pulmonologist and cardiologist. And they do manage her congestive heart failure and COPD. She has chronic stable edema of the lower extremities, and urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, I want to highlight bisoprolol, 5 milligrams daily. Lasix is 20 milligrams on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, and 40 milligrams Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Losartan with hydrochlorothiazide, 50/12.5 once daily. Metformin is 500 milligrams twice a day, singular, 10 milligrams daily. Potassium, 20 milliequivalent daily. Xarelto, 15 milligrams daily. And other routine medications are unchanged, with the exception of Synthroid, which she takes 175 milligrams daily, and the 25 microgram every other day was decreased to every third day due to slightly low TSH levels. Physical examination, weight 358 pounds. Pulse is 78 and regular. Oxygen saturation 94% on room air. Blood pressure, right forearm sitting, large adult cuff is 122/80. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are diminished in the vasus with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular with very distant sounds. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. No enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, 1+ edema, ankles and feet bilaterally. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done May 16th, 2026. Creatinine was 1.15 with estimated GFR of 50. Calcium is 9.9. Electrolytes are normal with CO2 of 25. Albumin 3.9. Phosphorus 3.9. She had a CBC done for 19 of 26. Hemoglobin is 15.1, normal white count. Platelets, 144,000. And her hemoglobin A1C was 7.2. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no indication for dialysis. She will continue to have labs checked every 3 months. Two, hypertension, well-controlled. Three, diabetic nephropathy with excellent glucose control, but ongoing weight gain. So possibly she might be a good candidate for the Rybelsus. It's R-Y, B like boy, E-L-S-U-S. Starting dose is 3 milligram a day, and then it titrates up to 7 milligram a day, and then 14 milligram daily. The patient believes that she would like to try that if it is something her insurance would approve and help pay for. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Puente, MD.